With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. This is The Real Deal here with Milton. The words of Tampa's mayor urging people to heed evacuation orders ahead of the hurricane's arrival tomorrow or Thursday. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says Milton is a dangerously powerful, potentially devastating Category 4 storm at the moment.
We are predicting 10 to 15 feet of storm surge. Put that in perspective, I'm 6 feet tall. That's more than two of me high. And if this is realized, that is more surge than was experienced during Helene. So to sort of put that in perspective.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says when it comes to preparation and evacuation, there is no time to waste.
You should have a plan and you should be executing your plan, particularly if you're on the west coast of the Florida Peninsula. These evacuation orders have gone out in many of those places.
And many of the areas expecting a hit by Milton are still reeling in the aftermath of Hurricane Helene, which was less than 2 weeks ago. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. Supreme Court set to hear a challenge today on a Biden administration regulation regarding hard-to-trace ghost guns.
Ghost guns are weapons that are difficult to trace because they don't have serial numbers, and they can be sold online in a kit and assembled into a functioning weapon in less than 30 minutes. An executive action by President Joe Biden requires companies to add serial numbers to those gun kits, run background checks on buyers, and verify they're at least 21 years old.
And that's correspondent Donna Warder. The Georgia Supreme Court has reinstated, for the time being, the state's ban on abortion after about 6 weeks of pregnancy. The law is back in effect while a challenge works its way through the legal system. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures higher. The Dow futures are up 62 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 98. This is SRN News. The Chinese government is doing some redecorating.
Communist authorities have been going into churches all across the country and replacing Christian images with pictures of President Xi Jinping or Chairman Mao Zedong. Crosses, crucifixes, pictures of Christ, they're all being pulled down and taken away, and the message is clear. Nothing is above the Communist Party in China. It's all part of an effort by the government to exert greater control over religion and every aspect of life in the giant country. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
People are flooding into Europe's iconic churches, but not for worship. Tourism is surging in the aftermath of the pandemic, and clergymen struggling to find ways to accommodate both the faithful as well as millions of increasingly secular visitors. Developing strategies to have parishioners and tourists go separate ways, with services held in discrete places, visits barred at worship times, or altogether different entrances to those iconic churches. This is SRN News. It's another burden for North Carolina residents reeling from Hurricane Helene.
A hearing has started in North Carolina over the insurance industry's request to raise homeowner premium rates by more than 42% on average. The top lieutenant for insurance commissioner Mike Cossey began hearing what's expected to be multiple weeks of testimony and evidence on Monday. Any decision would likely come before year's end. An industry attorney says inflation and more storms require rate increases to ensure claims are covered and companies get a fair profit. Keith Peters reporting.
Oregon authorities say they have removed another 302 people from the state's voter rolls after determining they did not provide proof of citizenship when they were signed up to vote. It is just the latest revelation of improper voting registration stemming from clerical mistakes at the state DMV. Once again, on Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. More details at SRNNews.com.